El Reno installed a compressed natural gas station for its refuse fleet. It's part of a larger trend of municipalities relying on the fuel for its services. KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke to the Journal Record editor Ted Struley about the fuel source that's changing how some services are powered.
Ted, let's start by talking about compressed natural gas, or CNG. El Reno just put in a CNG station for their refuse truck fleet. Why are more communities using CNG as motor fuel for their trash trucks?
Well, they told us that they're both more efficient and less expensive. So what they're finding is that the CNG trucks are cheaper to maintain. They're more reliable than their diesel counterparts, and they're better able to meet quality, or rather air quality standards. A CNG trash truck costs about $15,000 to do an engine overhaul, whereas a diesel truck could cost more than double that, as much as $32,000. So the fuel is consistently cheaper, they're cheaper to work on, and they tend to be more reliable. That's a pretty good incentive.
What are some of the limitations of CNG as a motor fuel for a personal car or truck, for instance?
Well, really, Jacob, the biggest hurdle at the moment remains availability. There just isn't a CNG fueling station at every single exit on the interstate like there is for gasoline and diesel. That's changing a little bit. There's certainly a lot more availability now than there was 5 or 6 years ago, but we don't see it on every corner yet.
Is Oklahoma just kind of a good fit for CNG? Due to natural gas and oil production here? I mean, is it feasible to use CNG in a place that doesn't produce natural gas like Maine?
Well, Oklahoma is certainly a good fit because we're so close to the source, but really it's plausible anywhere that there's natural gas available, and that's just about everywhere in the country thanks to our pipeline system. The hurdle really is the cost to upgrade that pipeline and put in the pumping stations, and unless there's a lot of CNG demand in that area, few people are willing to risk that kind of investment.
What are some of the downsides of using CNG for a trash truck fleet, for instance?
Well, one is that CNG usually dispenses very slowly overnight to fill those trucks, so it's not the same as pulling into a station for 10 minutes and filling up with diesel if a truck is running low. So they have to plan those fill-ups overnight. And the resale market for those trucks is a little bit smaller, too, because CNG-powered trucks are not as ubiquitous as diesel or gas. But with a known lifespan and that planned nightly fueling, really the negatives are quite minimal.
Let's turn our attention now to a story by Brian Bruce. Oklahoma City's Christmas retail sales were down again this December. The city's had a long string of months with lower sales tax figures. Why can't the city shake this slump?
Well, the city is really blaming this on the protracted downturn in oil prices. And with less money flowing from the energy companies and the employment uncertainty that they've had, people are tending to hang on to their cash rather than spend it.
What are city leaders doing to increase retail sales, if anything?
Well, Jacob, really, there isn't a whole lot they can do. They're just sort of hoping that oil makes a comeback and that the money starts flowing a little more freely.
Do city leaders see Senate Joint Resolution 11, which would allow cities to adjust the ad valorem tax rate, as a possible solution here?
Well, they certainly do, and that would be a really big change in Oklahoma, where cities are really restricted in what kind of taxes they can collect. Sales taxes make up more than 50% of their budget. What they're talking about doing in this joint resolution is increasing the millage rate by 2 points. And what that means is that a home assessed at, say, $150,000 in Oklahoma County would see an increase in their annual property tax from about $1,777 go up to about $1,808. So it's not a huge amount, but it would make a vast difference for the city coffers.
We've been talking today with Ted Struley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.